Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, I would like to start in What's Poppin' by acknowledging one Framber Valdez for doing the funniest thing possible, which is after a number of us, I will at least say myself, got to the points where we're like, all right, I can't keep doing this to myself. Whatever, man. It's over. Wrap it up. He's like, not so fast, my friend, in Lee Corso fashion. 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, didn't even get to 100 pitches, and a lot of hair less. And he he finished out what could possibly be his final outing in an Astros jersey in as like one, probably one of his best outings of the year.
It was classic Framber.
I mean, if it wasn't for a good period of time there, because I honestly didn't keep track of it towards the latter portions of his outing, he had only strikeouts or groundouts. Like he was hitting the recipe to a T for Framber Valdez on the mound. And interestingly enough, he did that, and the Astros offense gave him all the run support he could possibly want. This was quite a, I don't even know if I could enjoy it nearly as much. It was a relief in some ways, but I was also like, why the hell did it take so long for all of this to come
together? I was like, oh, there it is. There's Framber that can somehow pop up. What an interesting case study he is when, in terms of his game, his relationship with fans, how he's going to be remembered. Because, frankly, Framber put together...
I just say that like he's
going
to die.
Because he's moving on, whether it's after this start or the next
one. That. You heard that, Byron? He sounded like he was dying. How will we remember him?
How will we remember Framber?
He gone.
He gone.
I hope so. I love Framber, but after that crossing up the catcher thing, bro...
That's what I'm saying.
It was just too far, like...
It's crazy.
I would have been at that mound.
Yeah, I'd have been at that mound. Just a case study on just the conflicted emotions and memories you're going to have for this guy. But he's going to get paid.
Yeah,
he's going to get paid.
That was what I was thinking. Yeah. And obviously, I mean, contract year and all that, this kind of game, reminder that he still got that within him, obviously serves him personally very well going into the offseason. If you're a team on the outside, and I know that it's going to be hard for us on the inside to like disavow ourselves of all the emotions of the roller coaster of the season, especially how he kind of pitched down the stretch. Would this game help you be right back on the Framber train to where you don't have any issues about the other portion that middle of the season?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it would anybody in this town.
Well, not this town, but I'm saying, like, if you, let's say that John Lopez is not a Houstonian, but he is an executive on a team that is looking for a starting pitcher, and looking to spend money on it. With this game, or with, you know, falling in line with what had been a fantastic season on the front end before the All-Star break, would this put you right back in there where you're like, oh yeah, big money for Framber, I feel good again?
Me personally, having watched every bit of it, probably not. He worries me. But I do think there are going to be executives who, you know, the old thing that we always talk about, oh, we can fix him. You know, I think there are going to be executives who feel like change of scenery, their system, et cetera, is going to make it more consistent.
Yeah, 11-5 victory. I mean, you had Christian Walker go yard, thankfully. I mean, you built multiple innings, which is one of the things. You had 4 innings with crooked numbers on them. Like, that was the thing that really got me. It wasn't just that they had one inning where they just kept hitting the A's.
They put the 5 spot up quick. I mean, it was...
Yeah, two in the first, 3 in the second, another 2 in the fourth and fifth. Like, by that time, you had pummeled them, not just in one inning, but in a number of frames. And again, I don't know what to make of it, what it means. Like, obviously, this is the getaway, and now you have 3 to finish out in L.A. versus, or rather in Anaheim versus the Angels.
But I'm just like, I don't know. Is this something that I can anticipate carries? Because also something that is quiet as it's kept. I think Jose Altuve was talking about it. They're injured, obviously, in the ways that we know. They're also kind of injured in other ways where Jose Altuve has got like a nagging injury. And obviously, Isak Paredes has the hamstring and these types. Like the fact that they were able to do that felt cool. But I was also like, how sustainable is that? Because you need it for the final three games.
Yeah.
The Detroit Tigers finished out their series with the Guardians by winning that. So you remain a game back from the wild card. Those teams tied at the top of the AL Central. And I think I still think I'm trying the team that you're most likely to get to is the Tigers, as they finish out with a three-game set versus Boston, who only has a one-game lead over them in the wild card. So those teams are going to be battling, but you're going to need to be two games better than either Detroit or Cleveland down the stretch, whichever of those teams does not win the AL Central.
You need to win the final three games if you're going to have any realistic chance. Even if you win two, you're going to have to rely on a lot. So we'll see.
Somebody said last night with Fromber was like that last good night in bed with the chick you know you're going to and should break up with, but damn, it's good. You know what?
I hate her, but
actually, I can make this easier, which is funny as someone who does not smoke. Is that the last cigarette?
Well, yeah.
Like, that was the last cigarette. This is the last one.
Yeah.
I've heard that there's a number of them. By the way, Jason Alexander is on the mound today in Anaheim with this three-game set. You got to win them. You just got to win them.
Got to win them all.
I think so. All right. Late non-conference game tonight for the University of Houston versus Oregon State in Corvallis. It's a 9:30 p.m. start. Just to let you know, Oregon State is bad.
Yeah, they're 0-4. The Cougs will win this one. They will win this one.
Here we go.
And then
y'all know what happens when Lopez starts guaranteeing
it
things.
It becomes reality. Then Texas Tech. I mean, what a game. We were talking about it last night. Had the kids over, eating some takeout, and we're just all looking forward to that Texas Tech UH game. Are they finally?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously,
hey,
and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Is it finally going to be a sellout?
What, Texas Tech UH?
That was one of the questions we asked.
Yes. It will.
I think it
will. Don't
ask
me what shirts everybody will be wearing, but it will be a sellout.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, look, you got Texas Tech in a historic season. If you don't think they'll make that long-ass drive from Lubbock, or all of the alumni around the state that don't think they might make a trip down to Houston, it being in Houston, they're going to be out there.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
They will be out there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that will be a sellout, which is why it's all the more important, obviously, handle your business in Corvallis, but come back and be ready for what I imagine is going to be the biggest challenge of the season. A couple other notes, baseball-wise, I did want to circle back around to this. The Braves are starting Charlie Morton on Sunday, which is, I think it should be his final MLB game.
No, he said it. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I believe him.
He did.
I believe him. I said it. I believe him.
Classy, right?
I think so.
Great move. And he's going to be the opener, you know, so they'll probably pull him out from the mound. It's going to be nice. What a great career. He's got almost 150 wins. Very, very clutch, as we all know, in the postseason, you know. So, yeah, good move.
Speaking of baseball, you were talking about the Mariners fan that happened with the baseball, and he caught Cal Raleigh's 60th home run, immediately gave it to a kid. Do you feel dumb now about saying that you would have kept it for yourself? Because apparently
I changed my plan.
They found him. They found him, and he got to meet Cal Raleigh, and Cal gave him all the same stuff. He gave him a bat, and he gave him some gear. So he was able to still get the good stuff while also being a good Samaritan and a good fan in the outfield.
My confession was I'd like to give any foul ball or home run ball I happen to get to a little kid, but I wasn't so sure yesterday about giving number 60 away to a kid. But it paid off, man. It paid off. They found him. They brought him in. And Cal Raleigh met him on the field, and he got all that good stuff. So being a good Samaritan pays.
Yeah, that's right. That's the reminder to have. Another thing, actually, yeah, I do want to mention this. And we'll get to something else here in a second. But Tari Eason, we talked about the ESPN's top 100. Tari Eason, notably not on that top 100, the four Texans, or goodness gracious, the four Rockets that were on there. Clearly, Kevin Durant, Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith Jr. made his way on there, and Alperen Şengün clearly was, I believe he was the second highest on that list, mm-hmm. if memory serves correctly. Yeah, because he was 25th. I remember that vividly. So those guys all on there, no Tari Eason. Tari just seemed to not take kindly to that. He got on Twitter yesterday. We know his mom is also always on Twitter, really getting involved with fans and everything. This was Tari. He had a couple of tweets that I noted. I think he had a few more, but one of the ones he had, quote, "If I come off the bench and average the most often in the playoffs, it must have been luck, I guess. Top 10 in stocks, that's steals and blocks. Mm-hmm. I must just be out there getting lucky, y'all." And then he also added on top of that another tweet that read as follows. He said, that's the same tweet, but he had a couple of them basically pointed to the idea that he felt like he was wronged not being on
was
the top
he?
100. I was about to ask you, do you feel like he was wrong?
No, I think he's just outside the top 100, isn't he?
I think so. Like, you pulled up the top 100 there, didn't you?
I did, because I want to point something out to you and ask a question.
Go for it.
Did you see the top five?
No, I missed the top five.
All right. Four of them are foreign born, which I found interesting.
Oh, so obviously Jokic
is number one.
Giannis is going to be up here.
SGA is number two.
SGA is going to be two. That's right.
Luka is three.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Luka, and then
Giannis is four.
Giannis is four. And where's Embiid? I'm interested.
Wemby is five.
That is strong.
Very interesting.
I'm anticipating him being good. I would like to see it before we immediately put him at five.
Well, they did.
That's cool.
So four out of the five foreign born, which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. But yeah, can you had the top 100 in full, right?
I did, and it's right here.
Yeah, who are the last five in the top 100? Just to give
the
us
the last
look.
Five are Alexander Walker.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Peyton Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard.
Walker Kessler.
Okay.
Stephon Castle. And RJ Barrett.
Yeah, Tari Eason could be a little mad. he could be a little mad.
He's right.
I think he's amongst those kind of players.
Yeah.
The hope that I have is that Tari Eason takes this and uses this as motivation. I don't think that he needed this as motivation. He's one of those dudes on the team that typically plays the hardest. Hey, just go ahead and use this, turn this into... Because, I mean, we've seen guys get rewarded by putting it on the table. Namely, we could talk about Amen Thompson, who was not on the top 100 last year and is now in the top 50. What was he, like 37 in that list? Yeah, that acknowledgement can and will come. I think Tari Eason, with more opportunities now that the rotation is kind of slimmed down a little bit and he steps a little bit further up, and hopefully with the shot coming along even better, I think he has an opportunity to display himself to be amongst those.
And then the other little note that I made when I saw the top 10, I mentioned the top five. How about Stephen Curry, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant not in the top five? None of them.
I think that's the natural occurrence. All those dudes are old.
Yeah.
Right. It used to be that those dudes were like role players. It's kind of amazing that in the modern NBA, those guys are still frontline guys. So still in a testament to what those guys are capable of doing at their age. Mm-hmm. And especially Kevin Durant. He's going to be notable for this team this year. All right. A couple more things I want to mention here in Loop. Today, Football Friday, the fellas of the Drive. Today it's going to be, of course, it's Sean Bajani and Brandon Scott are sitting in for the fellas. They're going to be out and about. And of course, as soon as I was about to give that update, I forgot where I was. I do want to make mention the U of H Texas Tech game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be giving away another 4-pack of tickets for that when we get in the noon hour. So obviously keep up with that. But and of course, yeah, I lost it. I'll get you where the fellas are broadcasted from. I believe it's out in Katy. I believe it's Pop Shot, I believe.
Let me double check.
Yeah, please do. Pop Golf is what it was. There we go.
Oh, Top Golf. Okay.
Pop Golf. Different than Top Golf. Okay. Don't do that. But I'll get you the information on the other side. That's what's popping here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All my attention is geared up for this upcoming segment. Let's get a little Texans win because Texans lose because we typically do it one, but I want to do it earlier. Let's get into some of the matchups, what we're looking forward to, and what will determine whether the Texans get a victory on Sunday. Let's do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.